Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I gave you the sounds of Ndoto Worship and the song, Now You Are Free. We are now free. If the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. And I have to say thanks to Germany Rocky, all right? And I think I should call Vane and Germany as well. Thank you for this scriptirlek. Together with Pastor Rocky, always awesome to have you, always awesome to learn from you every Tuesday on scriptirlek, learning and asking questions, getting answers to that. And I heard it right when Pastor Rocky said, it is not easy to live a righteous life, but it is doable through Christ. But the sinful life is the worst. Living a sinful life is the word. And I was thinking to myself when he said that, because you will have to lie to me to keep, you lie to me so that, and then when you come back to keep your lie active, you have to lie to keep your lie to me. And then you have to lie to keep that lie so that it keeps the first lie alive. You know, so a sinful life, I think it's very costly. You pay quite a lot. Yeah, you pay quite a lot. But when we are in Christ, we are free indeed. And today, as I promised the family yesterday, that I will be joined with our tech specialist from NPK Consultancy, my queen, Patricia Komani. She is streaming live. Looking good, my queen. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You look amazing. Oh, as always. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Oh, I missed being here.
And you're healed. Your voice is fine. Everything is well with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Oh, I missed my voice as well.
We are praying that that voice shouldn't depart any longer in Jesus' mighty name. It should remain. Even when you're fluish, the voice should stay there so that you can continue doing what God has called you to do and educate his people, empower his people as well. And so today, my queen, we're talking provisional tax. And I know that some time back, we had an opportunity of explaining a little bit about provisional tax. But I just want us to start it from scratch, even today, to say, what does it mean? What does provisional tax mean?
All right, thanks. As you mentioned, last time we did discuss on provisional tax. And to just give a small breakdown, provisional tax covers individuals, right, as well as companies.
Yeah.
But for today, we're going to just focus on individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, provisional tax is not separate tax. It is a mechanism that SARS has put in place to ensure that income tax payments are managed properly. So now let me give an example to sort of like give a proper explanation on this.
Yeah.
Let's make an assumption that you are a provisional taxpayer and the tax that you're supposed to pay is 300,000 rand. The chances of you having 300,000 rand available the moment you submit your tax return, it's very slim, right? Because life happens. There are things that we need to do. There are responsibilities that we have. So for you to just have that 300,000 rand makes it very hard for you to be compliant in paying that money to SARS at once. So because of that, what SARS then did, or the government did, was create a system that allows you to pay your income tax in installments.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So there are two installments that you pay. The first provisional tax is the first 6 months of the tax year.
Okay.
So the first 6 months, in this case, let's use the 2025 financial year, which starts in March. So the first 6 months would be March to August, which is now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those 6 months, then you'd calculate what you have estimated that your taxable income would be for the whole year. And 50% of that you'd pay now. So if you are supposed to pay 300,000 rand during the tax season, this current period, you'd pay 150,000 rand. Then the next 6 months, which then would be in February, you'd submit another provisional tax, allowing you to pay the balance of the 150,000 rand. Hmm. And should anything happen in between, right? Because in February, you're submitting your provisional tax based on March to February, but it's not the whole February. So should something happen in February and your tax payable is actually higher than what you estimated, the balance is what then you'd pay when you're submitting your income tax return. So that gives you that leeway to be able to submit your income tax return during the tax season without the anxiety, the tension of, oh my gosh, how much do I owe SARS? Because you already know how much you owe SARS. You have submitted 2 returns prior to that, right? Mm. And you know what the balance is. It gives you the opportunity, one, to budget for the taxes that you need to pay, so it's not a shock to you. And then two, it gives you the ability to generate the cash flow so that when you're actually submitting the final income tax return, you are now just paying literally either the balance or you're not paying taxes at all because you have covered during the provisional tax.
So what's the difference between provisional tax and income tax?
So the difference would be that one, income tax applies to all taxpayers, right? Uh-huh. So if you are qualified as a taxpayer, then you have to submit income tax return, whether you are a provisional taxpayer or not. That is compulsory. Mm. However, there are certain individuals who are then required to submit provisional tax. So for normal individuals who only generate income tax return, who only generate remuneration, right? Mm. So they've got an employer, their employer pay as you earn on a monthly basis, and they don't have any other income. Those kind of individuals submit just one kind of tax return, which is your annual income tax return. And that is because on a monthly basis, there's a portion of your taxes that is already being paid to SARS through your employer as you earn. Right? Mm. Then you've got other people who've got side hustles, right? You want to generate other form of income. So you've got a side hustle, whether you are doing nails or you are doing accounting services in your personal name, any form of services that you're providing, or you're selling clothes, whatever the form of your side hustle is, you are generating other income other than your normal remuneration. So you've got that on the side. Maybe you have invested in different forms of investment, and luckily for you, you are generating income, interest income. But your interest income is more than 30,000 rand. Then you also flagged for provisional tax, right? If you're generating rental income in your personal capacity, and now that income also incurs more than 30,000 rand, taxable income. And for simplicity, I'm going to just call taxable income profit, right? Mm. So meaning that your income less the deductible expenses. That taxable income, if it's more than 30,000 rand, then you qualify to submit your provisional tax returns. So that's where the difference comes in. The actual provisional tax returns are just a system to enable you to submit for those 2 periods so that then you can pay in installments, if I can call it that way. Mm. But what qualifies you is whether you generate other income other than your remuneration.
So who is liable to pay? Is it freelancers?
Freelancers would be liable. Uh-huh. Those who've got side hustles would be liable. If you generate income more than 30, if you generate tax interest income more than 30,000 rand, you are liable. So for as long as you've got any other income other than your remuneration, you are liable. And maybe let me also just say something here. There are other people who only have remuneration as their income, right? Mm. However, for whatever reason, their employer does not submit pay as you earn. So they're not registered for remuneration tax. Mm. So meaning that your employer does not deduct pay as you earn from you on a monthly basis. If that is your scenario, then you are also liable to submit provisional tax returns.
Okay. So what is the penalty for one who's paying late? Because I know that SARS has got some penalties lately if you're paying your tax late. So in terms of somebody who's supposed to pay the provisional tax, how much is it?
So there are 3 instances of penalties now that triggers for a provisional tax.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? You've got the general one that applies to every taxpayer, whether you're an individual or a company. If you do not submit your tax returns, which is the administrative penalty, you've got, that is 10%, right? Then there is penalty for late payment of your provisional tax, right? Then that is also 10%.
Okay.
However, if you're a provisional taxpayer and you do not submit your tax return, or you have submitted the tax return, but the amount that you have submitted is drastically underestimated. So the amount that you've submitted, for example, you have submitted 100,000 Rand as your taxable income. But in reality, when you're submitting your income tax return, the taxable income is 500,000 Rand. That's 400,000 Rand difference, right? So because provisional tax is based on your actual information, the question is, why is there such a drastic variance? And on that, you also get penalized. And that penalty is 20% on the difference. So if the difference is 400,000, then there'll be 20% on that, that you'll be charged provisional tax. So it is important to make sure that if you're a provisional taxpayer, you submit your provisional tax returns. But not only do you submit your provisional tax returns, you submit them accurately. Because if you don't submit them accurately, there's penalty for that. So there's three penalties that might be triggered when it comes to a provisional taxpayer.
So how do I calculate my tax provision, null tax?
Okay. So the best way to explain this is an example, right? Remember I mentioned that there are two tax returns that you submit as provisional tax, right? So in essence, an individual, you've got three tax returns that you submit. You've got your first provisional tax return, you've got your second provisional tax return, and then you've got your normal income tax return that you submit. So for the provisional tax return, what are you submitting? You are submitting what we call the estimated amount or the basic amount of what you are expecting to incur or to generate through the year.
Okay.
Now the assumption is because the previous year you generated income. In the previous year, let's say that my income was 100,000 Rand for simplicity. I'm expecting as a freelancer that more or less I'm going to get 100,000 Rand or I'm budgeting to get 150,000 Rand. That is my goal, right? That is my budget. That is what I have estimated for the year. However, because provisional tax is based on 6 months interval, the first 6 months you have already incurred income. You already know how much you've made from March to August, right? You have generated that amount. So you take that amount plus what you have estimated, the 6 months, right? You add that two together. It gives you 12 months. You calculate the tax on that 12 months. So let's say that your annual estimation is 100,000 Rand. Your tax is on 18% for simplicity basis, right? Tax bracket is 18%, meaning that your tax for the year estimated is 18,000 Rand. But because you are a provisional taxpayer, you're paying on intervals of 6 months, that 18,000 Rand, you're going to divide it by two, meaning that for this period, you're only paying 9,000 Rand. Then in February next year, because now it's 12 months, right? You will do that calculation again because now you've got actuals for 12 months. Remember the first 6 months, you had actual for 6 months and you estimated the other remaining 6 months. Now in February, you've got actual for all 12 months. You calculate your tax based on that. And now let's make the assumption that in this scenario, your taxable amount is 120,000 Rand. So 18,000 Rand on that, right? Let's say it's 20,000 Rand. Now you know that the taxes that you're supposed to pay is 20,000 Rand. However, you've already paid 9,000 Rand. So you're going to say 20,000 minus the 9,000 I've already paid, which gives me 11,000 Rand. And that 11,000 Rand is what you are supposed to pay in February. Yeah. So that's how then the provisional tax works.
Okay.
For individual.
For individual. Most of us don't, especially we who are doing side hustles, we don't keep sleeps. We don't keep... What are the important documents that we need to possess whenever we are making our tax returns or submitting our tax returns? What do we need? Because some of us don't even do... Not all of us do... what do you call that? Invoices as well. Your yeah. clients just know, no, that thing costs 500 rand and that's it. And there's money that goes into your account. And one day, if SARS get an opportunity to check into your bank account, then that's trouble. But now, most of us don't keep that. What are the important documents that we need to possess and have before we can even start with our tax returns?
And can I just say this before I even answer your question?
Yeah.
I think we've got this perception that SARS only have access to the bank accounts of those who are earning billions.
No.
I will take top 10 of multimillionaires of South Africa, right? SARS has access to everybody's bank account. It's
yeah.
just that they might not utilize it, but they've got access, right? So that's one. And then the second thing is, these days, all institutions are being integrated. So even if SARS might necessarily look into the your finances, the bank has the responsibility to flag anything that looks
dodgy,
questionable
okay.
to SARS, right?
All
so
right.
just keep that also in mind. However, I always say, if you are a freelancer, you have a side hustle, or whatever title you want to give yourself, you need to treat that the same way a person who has a company treats their business. And I think I mentioned this last time I was here, that at the end of the day, that is a business, right? And it needs to be treated as a business. You need to make sure that you keep records. I know the administration sometimes just feels like it's a lot, but it saves time at the end of the day. It saves you time, because remember, now you are required to submit these tax returns. You don't have time now to go 6 months back and start digging for information. If you've got that information, it just simplifies things. So what I would say is to have an Excel spreadsheet, you know, mm-hmm. if you don't want to go with softwares and all of that, then just create an Excel spreadsheet. The Excel spreadsheet record everything. So mm-hmm. in the month of March, I issued invoices to this person, that person, that person. This is the amount. I've incurred these expenses. Because remember, if you're incurring expenses but you don't record them, you are unable to deduct them. And that means you're actually paying more taxes than what you should. But if you actually keep record of your expenses, you are able to deduct. Remember what I mentioned of taxable amount, right? Taxable income, your income less expenses. So now if you only have the income part, you don't have the expenses, that means your income is the same as your taxable income and you're paying more taxes than what you should. So ensure that you get that spreadsheet, the Excel spreadsheet, you record all your income, like keep detail. On the, what's today's date? The 20th of August, I had consultation with, I don't know, Daniel of 1,200 Rand. You put that, right? Have that on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. Make sure that it tracks the expenses that you incur. Have a spreadsheet for that. Make sure that it tracks expenses. Keep the receipts. SARS will want proof. Think about it. If you were SARS, or if I come to you and I say, you know what, I've spent 20,000 Rand on renovations. Please refund me. Are you just going to give me the 20,000 Rand? You want proof, right? How do I know that Patricia actually spent 20,000 Rand on renovations? Give me proof that you spent 20,000 Rand and I'll refund you, right? So it's the same principle. Keep those receipts. SARS can't take your word for it. How does SARS know that you're actually telling the truth?
Yeah.
Right? So if you keep the receipts, it just simplifies things for you. It simplifies things for SARS in terms of the process. People usually complain that, oh my gosh, SARS is taking long. But sometimes they take long because the information that you're giving them, it's bits and pieces. So now they can't compile what they need to compile properly because they don't have the required information. So in summary, have your Excel spreadsheets. I would say do invoices. You can do invoices on Excel if you don't want to do softwares, right? Do invoices. But if for whatever reason, invoices are, you're just like, nah, Patricia, I hear you, but I'm not going to do that, then have the Excel spreadsheet and ensure that you keep that on record. Suppliers, keep receipts, right? If your side hustle is rental income, have lease agreements in place.
Right.
Have your levy statements and all of those statements in place. If you've got all those documents, it simplifies things. And when I say simplifies things, I also mean that, imagine now you're being audited, right?
Mm.
Then that means now you need Patricia to assist you.
Mm.
That's more expensive, right? Mm. If now you don't have enough information and you don't submit on time, that's penalties. That's more money coming out of your bank account simply because you didn't keep things on record. So keeping things on record really simplifies things for you. It saves you time. You know what's happening. It actually helps you as well to know what is happening in your account. Because sometimes when money just comes in your account, you think you're making profit. But meanwhile, you're actually not, because you haven't considered the expenses.
Mm.
So the record keeping just helps overall for you as a side hustler or freelancer.
All right. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. And family, if you got questions, the lines are opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can use our SMS line 37871, which costs 150. Alternatively, 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial and talk to us. 012-334-1322 is the studio number that you can talk to us. Alternatively, again, we are live on Facebook, so you can just type your message on Facebook. We will get it. Let's take the sounds of Bongi and Colin, Be Lifted. We're coming back with our tech specialist, Patricia Komani. We're talking provisional text.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
And that's true. You are loved beyond what you can even imagine. Radio Pulpit does love you. And that's why all programs are designed to empower you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to walk with you, and be your daily companion. You're listening to Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Bongi and Corn and Be Lifted. You should have seen us dancing. Ah, our dance moves with Patricia. We should go for a dance competition.
We should.
I know. You and I will come back with trophies. And so, family, we are talking provisional tags with our tech specialist from NPK Consultancy, Patricia Komani, my queen. And the lines are open for you. You can ask your questions and share your comments. We would love to hear from you as we are learning on this. And I hope during this tech season, we are doing what's right. We are submitting our tax returns and everything that we need to do. So yeah, the lines are open for you. 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And our SMS line 37871. 37871, which will cost you 150. And our WhatsApp and Telegram line 082-657-2729. Yeah, 082-657-2729. So how do I prepare? Okay, no. How do I submit my provisional tax returns? How does it work?
So, okay. There isn't a separate way of registering for provisional tax. So the moment you register on e-filing as an income taxpayer, then what you need to do then is go on the returns and click to activate provisional tax. The moment you click to activate provisional tax, then the tax returns will be available for you. So meaning that just because the tax returns are not available for anybody, however, you need to actually now go on e-filing to activate those tax returns so that you have access to the provisional tax returns.
All right. A family member says, "Hi, Spongile, thank you for the topic. I am a freelancer and I run a side hustle. I didn't know that I have to pay for my side hustle. And where do I begin? Where do I begin?"
You have to pay for your side hustle. So your side hustle is part of your income. And remember, it's part of your income as you, the individual. So meaning that there's no separation between you and the individual. Where you begin would be keeping the records, right? So you need to go back to the information that you've had from March to, we're using this financial year. And the reason why I'm using this financial year, because this current month is a provisional tax month, okay, meaning that provisional payers need to submit a provisional tax return this month before the month ends, right? So from March this year until the current date, go back to your information and see how much income have you made on your side hustle. That total amount, how much is that, right? How much has been your total expenses for that specific side hustle? Mm-hmm. So when I say about total expenses, I'm referring to, I can't really say much because I don't know what your side hustle is, right? Mm-hmm. But let me make the assumption that you need to travel to meet your client. That travel expense, that is an expense, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're selling stuff and you buy items, right? So let's say you bake and you buy all of those ingredients. Those are the expenses that you are incurring in order for you to make that cake for your client,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You need to buy that box where you put the cake. That is an expense that you are incurring in order for you to supply that service to your client. So all of those expenses, calculate what the total expense is. So take your total income. So let's make the assumption that for this past 6 months, you've made 10,000 rand. And your expenses that you incurred are 4,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
So then you'd say 10,000 minus 4,000 gives me 6,000 rand, right? Then you need to ask yourself, for the next 6 months, how do I foresee the amount that I'm going to generate in these remaining 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Add that together and then calculate the tax on that. And whatever that amount is, then that's what the tax payable would be. And I also need to emphasize on what I said earlier, that you are a provisional taxpayer if your taxable income of your side hustle is more than 30,000 rand.
Mm.
So your income minus expenses, if it gives you 30,000 rand or more, then you are a provisional taxpayer.
In a year,
yes.
And does it add to your daily job? Because there's that tax. Oh, okay, yeah.
So for a provisional taxpayer, you'll have, remember, it's still a normal income tax return, right?
Mm-hmm.
Provisional taxpayer is just a system that SARS has put in place. So this is still income tax. That part hasn't changed. And what falls under your income tax? It is only the income that you've generated. So what income have you generated? You have your remuneration, if you incur remuneration. And then you've got your side hustle, whatever your side hustle is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got your interest income, if you generate interest income. All the income that you generate in the year are added together to make you an income taxpayer, and then therefore allows you to pay income tax, right? But then now what happens is, if you're a provisional taxpayer, what they're looking at is, other than your remuneration, what other income are you generating? So you would have your income, your remuneration as part of the calculation.
Mm.
Right. So you'd have your remuneration. Let's say your remuneration is 10,000 rand. You'd have your 10,000 rand. And then you've got that 10,000 rand that we're talking about as your side hustle. So now you've got 20,000 rand, right? But then you're subtracting the 4,000 rand. When you calculate that, it gives you the tax amount that you're supposed to pay. But because now we're bringing in remuneration, if your employer has been paying your remuneration, and let's say they paid 2,000 rand, you're going to subtract 2,000 rand, and you are now going to pay the balance of that.
Okay.
So meaning that when you are checking your threshold, where do you fall under? Are you supposed to pay 18% of tax? Are you supposed to pay 27% of tax, your tax brackets? You would add all of those income that you have generated, including your remuneration.
Okay. All right. I see, and I think this one, I'm going to allow my queen to pray for you. Esther Manka, I'm not quite sure what's happening with Esther, just requesting that we pray for her today. My queen, I think when we are done, we'll do that. Tulani, I see you tried to send your message, but something is happening to your message. And then I see Kolisile. Hi, Spongile. I'm always lost when it comes to side hustles and tax. When I register my business, does it mean I have to pay tax? I get confused there. My queen, Patricia. I think you did respond to this, but let's make Koli aware of this, of what's happening around the space.
So yes, 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 and yes. But in relation to your question, because you mentioned if I register a business, do I still need to pay tax? And I think that's the other assumption that we make, that, okay, fine, now I don't want to pay taxes in my personal capacity. I'm going to register a business, a company, and then the company is going to pay taxes. And I'm just going to get money from the company and spend it as much as I want. It unfortunately doesn't work that way. So even if you register a company, the company in its capacity has to pay taxes to SARS, right? Mm. But if the company is paying you as an individual money, you have to pay taxes to SARS on that amount as well. So that's for somebody who has registered a business in a company scenario. If you have a side hustle in your personal capacity, so meaning that Patricia Komani does not have NPK consultancy, Patricia Komani is NPK consultancy, right? NPK consultancy does not exist as a company. Everything that I do it in my personal capacity. Then Patricia Komani needs to declare that to SARS as well. It's a form of income, so you do have to pay taxes, and that just forms part of your other income that you're generating. It's not going to be a separate, there's no separate tax return for side hustle, right?
Yeah.
It's just the normal tax return for Patricia Komani. The only trigger now comes in is the provisional tax, that instead of you paying, submitting that one tax return that Patricia would submit if the only thing she did was work for somebody, now Patricia might have to pay, submit three tax returns, because now she's got a side hustle and her side hustle is more than 30,000 rand, and now she has to pay taxes in installment through provisional tax.
Now, if it's not 30,000 rand, it's occasionally 30,000 rand. How do you go about? Is there one? If there is, we want to know. Because some do have side hustles, but at the end of the year, it's not even close to 30,000 rands. It's very low, even combined with either their businesses or combined with their normal yearly work taxes. It's still far less. But what if occasionally it is? How does it work?
So with provisional tax, right? Because it's a system that SARS has put in place, meaning that you can be a provisional taxpayer this year and not a provisional taxpayer next year.
Oh, yes. That's why it's called provisional.
Yeah. And just to go back to the whole definition of who a taxpayer is. Because remember, even if we talk about the whole side hustle, there are different types of side hustlers, right? There's a side hustler who is an employee. So they actually generate income from remuneration, but they just want to add on their income, and then they're doing something on the side, right? Then there's somebody who is now literally self-employed, right? And the only income that they're generating is that side hustle and nothing more. So for somebody like that who only has that side hustle as an income, and your income that you're generating is less than 30,000 rand, then you're actually not even supposed to submit income tax return, because your income is below the threshold of 97,000 rand. If you generate income of 97,000 rand combined, So your side hustle plus your remuneration plus your rental plus mm-hmm. combined, right? If that is 97,000 rand, then you are a taxpayer if you are at the age younger than 65 years old, right? Mm-hmm. So if your income is less than 97,000 rand, then you don't even have to worry about submitting your income tax return. You're safe, okay? Then there's a scenario too who you already, your income based on your remuneration is 97,000 rand, right? Mm-hmm. So you are required to submit income tax return. And then you've got this side hustle. The side hustle is less than 30,000 rand. Then the only thing you have to submit is that one income tax return at the end of the year during the tax season, which would be between the 15th of January in this case until the 21st of October, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only income tax return that then you would submit. If you've got your remuneration, side hustle, more than taxable income of 30,000 rand. So yes. If it's 30,000 rand and 1 rand,
ooh.
You have to submit your provisional tax return.
So a rand counts. It's just like
it
in the bank.
More than 30,000 rand.
It's just like in the bank. A rent counts. And we never look at a rent as a significant money. But hey, a rent counts. The family member says, yes, Bongile, if it is occasionally 30,000, what do we do? And that's why some of us are afraid to register our side hustles, because it's not always bringing in the money. But now the challenge comes if your side hustle pays directly into your bank account, isn't it? If it's hard money, then I don't know. I'm not giving people wrong ideas.
What did this conversation go?
So you have to become faithful stewards.
I ain't gonna bank. I'm glad this is radio pulpit.
No, we have to be faithful stewards, because one day we will answer to the Lord that why was the money in the mattress, yeah, bro? So let's take let it go to the bank and then pay Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I see another family member laughing about the mattress. Yeah, take it out from the mattress. Make sure that you pay Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God what belongs to God. My queen, what do we say in closure today?
What I say in closure today would be, I think educate yourselves when it comes to tax matters, right? Mm. So that you don't find yourself in unnecessary predicaments, especially in the era that we're in right now, where we've got a lot of freelancing, remote work, right? You are working from home, but you've got different companies overseas, and they don't pay taxes for you because they're in overseas, right? Mm-hmm. Educate yourself. How does that actually impact you tax-wise? Make sure you know where you stand. And as you mentioned, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. If you are a provisional taxpayer, this is the season that you need to make sure that you submit your tax return for provisional tax 2025-01. So make sure you submit that on time. That's one thing I forgot to mention, Spongile, is that with provisional tax, it's... What makes it slightly different with the submission of your income tax return is the deadline, right? Okay. So the deadline of provisional tax return is the same deadline for you paying the tax that is due.
So is it going to be this whole month up until the 31st? So after that, what happens?
Until the last business day. Let me just check when is the last business day.
31st. Oh, okay.
Until
in August.
Yeah, so until the 30th of August.
Okay.
So on the 30th of August, you need to make sure that you've submitted the provisional tax return, that you have made the payment, if there is any payment that you need to pay, all on the 30th. If not, then the penalty then becomes triggered. So just make sure that you have submitted and paid on time to avoid your penalties.
Oh,
and
okay.
Should you need any, if you need to reach us, then you can contact us on info@npkconsultancy.co.za or you can WhatsApp us at 082-652-5207.
Now, my queen, if you don't owe, because there's a question here, and I was just about to let you go, but a quick one before we go to the news. A family member would like to know, how do I check if SARS owes me or if I owe SARS? And I'm thinking, to add on that, what if you don't owe SARS, but you are late in submitting your tax returns, your provisional tax returns? So if you can answer those together.
So in order for you to check whether you owe SARS or SARS owes you, you actually need to submit your tax return, right? Or the first thing that you can do is just do the tax calculation. Do your own tax calculation or get a tax practitioner to do the calculation for you. That will give you an idea of whether you owe SARS or not. But it is only after you have submitted the tax return that then SARS can confirm that you owe SARS money or not. Mm. So that's in regard to the first one. Then the second one, if you do not have to pay taxes, but you are late, do you get penalized? Yes, you might get penalized. Because remember I mentioned that there are three types of penalties, right? There's a penalty for late submission, administration penalties for late submission. So you can be penalized for that late submission. You will not be penalized for late payment because then there's no amount that is due to SARS, but you can be penalized for late submission.
Okay. All right. A quick one. The last one. I'm left with 2 minutes from a family member.
Hi, Sibongile. Can I ask, if you're working from home, right? And I just want to know, how do you claim that on your tax return? And what are the implications now when you sell that house? Is there anything about capital gains tax? Can your guest just clarify that? Ubongi from Germiston.
All right, Sisbongi. My queen?
I love that question. And I'm going to answer it from the last section upwards, right? So is there any tax capital gains implications? Yes. If you own a house and that is your primary residence, keyword being primary residence, and you are now working from home, you have a spare room where you do your work there. Mm. And when I say a spare room, that room has to be solely specifically for your, so it's your home office.
Yeah.
It is not a bedroom for guests part-time. It is not your children's room. It is not a portion of your living room. It is not you and your husband. It's solely just for you to utilize as your office, right? Mm-hmm. And you now get the deduction for home office expenditure for your tax purposes. Fast forward, you now decide to sell the house. There's a what we call 2 million rand that you get as special inclusion, where if your house, you're selling your house and you made a profit of 2 million rand, for the first 2 million rand, there's no taxes on capital gains on that. However, if now you are using that house, a portion of it as a home office, that means that amount is prorated. Only a portion of that can be utilized for the purpose of your profits. So if you used 10% of your house, then that means the 2 million, you can only utilize 90% of that for the purpose of you getting that benefit of the profit of 2 million not being taxable. So the 10%, which would be 200,000, would then be taxable for tax purposes. So that's now regarding the whole capital gain. It does have an impact on the capital gains when you do sell the house, if the house is a primary residence. Now, when it comes to the actual expense itself, one, you need to keep records of everything. As I mentioned before, a record is key. Consider a record as your best friend. Mm. Keep records of everything, meaning that you can deduct the written taxes, but they don't need evidence of the written taxes. You can deduct the interest of your bond if you've got bond. They need proof of the interest, right? Mm-hmm. However, that needs to be prorated. So there's a calculation that needs to be done. The amount that you're deducting is not for the whole house. Mm. It is square meters for the office that you're utilizing. So that portion that you're utilizing, how much square meter is that?
Mm.
And how much of that is it of the whole house?
Mm.
That percentage, so let's say that it's 10% of the whole house, then that means 10% of your rates and taxes is what you will be able to deduct for the purpose of your home office deductions. And that you literally just put it on your tax return under expenses that you want to deduct.
All right. My queen, thank you so much for empowering us in this regard. May the Lord keep keeping you. We love you so much. I am hoping for another session soon again with you where we learn more. And yeah, family, we have to cross over to the news bulletin. But if family would like to talk to our tech specialist directly, she's available on 082-652-5207 or consult her at npkconsultancy.co.za. I will repeat this just after the news. We love you.
Thank you so much. Do we have time to pray for Esther or is it too late?
I think it's very too late. So we'll ask Pastor Anna to pray for her.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. You can pray for her in private. And thank you so much, my queen, for that. God bless.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.